Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We've got your chance in about 1 hour to qualify for a flyaway to see Marshmello in Vegas. And just for getting qualified, we got a cool prize we'll get you hooked up with. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Today is a special day, ladies and gentlemen. I know what I'm having for lunch when I get home. Peanut butter and jelly. It's National PB&J Day.
Oh, yay.
Now, are you guys a fan of crunchy or smooth peanut butter? That's the first question.
Crunchy, and I don't put jelly on my peanut butter sandwiches. It's just peanut butter on bread.
Oh, God, Alex, why do you ruin my life? So you like crunchy, which I'm surprised. I thought you'd be a smooth kind of gal.
Nope.
Yeah, I thought you'd be a smooth too.
Is there a certain brand loyalty you stick with, or you eat whatever?
Generic.
Okay.
Peanut butter, that is like one of the only foods I don't mind getting store brand.
Okay, I like smooth when it comes to my PB&J, and jelly has to be on there. I actually really like blackberry jam, like jelly, but I'll do strawberry. I could take that. But yeah, if you're feeling like a kid today, go get yourself a little PB&J and celebrate the day. Let's stick with food, because that's what my Need to Know News always seems to be about. The U.S. would run out of avocados in 3 weeks if President Trump closes the U.S.-Mexico border.
Ooh,
oh, no.
That's for sure not good.
Not at all. Nearly half of our vegetables, and they say 40% of our imported fruits, are grown in Mexico, and the U.S. is heavily reliant on Mexico to import limes and tequila. This is not good.
Guess they better buck up and figure stuff out.
Experts say Mexico supplies virtually 100% of the avocados in the U.S. right now, and if Trump closes the border like he's threatened... To be fair, he's threatened to do a lot of things. We'd run out of green fruit in 3 weeks. No!
Green fruit. What else? What else is a green fruit? Grapes? Kiwi?
I don't know. All that matters is avocado, Alex. Do you eat avocado?
I do on a very small scale.
Because it's life for me. Avocado goes on everything. So I'm going to stock up. But then again, how do you keep avocados fresh? Oh, no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm moving to Mexico.
There you go.
Go ahead, close the border. I already got my avocado, sucka. This is kind of cool. I like myself some dogs. A UPS driver in New Orleans has gained Instagram fame for posing with dogs on his route. The driver said he started his route 2 years ago and began posting pics of the dogs, but his page got more followers after an author tweeted about him. Now, a lot of the dogs he's met along the way actually have their own Instagram pages, which is like... insane. My dogs, Benny and Patty, have an Instagram page, but I need to update it. I'm a terrible dog mom or dog dad. I need to step my game up. I'm not making them look cute. I don't have any sponsors for them.
You have to focus on your Instagram first, then go to the dogs.
But even my Instagram's slacking.
Like, That's what I'm saying. You got to focus on yours first.
I need a social media manager. If you're interested, hit us up, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You want to take over for me and Benny and Paddington. But it's really cute to see all the different dogs on his route, and he holds them. I hate mosquitoes. I don't think anybody likes them, but I swear they must love the way I taste, Alex. They're saying that a certain type of music, you might want to download some for your next bonfire summer get-together, that if you play this, they saw a reduction in mosquito activity. What kind of music? Dubstep.
You're kidding.
I swear to God. Dubstep stops insects? Well, maybe. Female mosquitoes listening to Skrillex had less sex and sucked less blood than mosquitoes who spent 10 minutes in silence.
Probably disorienting for them to listen to that.
Researchers found that female mosquitoes were distracted by the loud noise and vibration from the loud dubstep music. The music may be able to be used as an environmental friendly alternative to pesticides. Sex and sucking blood are the main ways mosquitoes spread diseases like Zika, which I thought was going to get us all. So next party, be like, hey man, you got that mix? Suck on that one, mosquito. So I think it's kind of cool. It's interesting that people figure that out. And did anybody get fooled by April Fool's jokes yesterday? Like maybe you saw something, you thought it was real and it wasn't?
Yes, somebody in this building decided to put on the bathroom that it was out of order and that we had to go to the bathroom upstairs yesterday. So both Liv and I see the sign, go up to the upstairs bathroom that it says, just kidding, April Fool's, you can go back to the downstairs bathroom. So
we had
to
like cool.
do the runaround. I was like, yeah, I for sure got pranked.
I was too lazy. I saw that on the men's bathroom. And I'm like, well, I can pee in the urinal. It'll be fine.
Wow.
So I did it anyways. I didn't have time for that, Alex. Well, a lot of companies were pulling jokes on us. I didn't realize it. Tinder, remember that story we talked about height verification for men?
Mm-hmm.
That was fake yesterday. I didn't realize it, but that was fake.
No way.
It's not real. They were saying that, you know, they can actually verify men's height on there because women always complain that they say that they're taller or shorter than that. But that was fake.
Wait, I am shocked right now. I was totally fooled by that then.
I was too. Now, something I didn't see, but I thought was kind of funny. Honda in Canada announced a new polite horn where instead of honking your horn, it makes a passive aggressive sound. Little cough.
A cough?
Would you want going?
I would have thought that was a prank.
That sounds
sure.
like that sounds like Pork Chop driving for Uber. Like he's afraid to honk, so he just puts his window down.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. McDonald's Australia, this kind of backfired on them. They posted a picture of the McPickle, which is a Big Mac with just a bunch of pickles replacing the meat. But it backfired because somebody actually tweeted out how to order that when you go up to the kiosk.
Oh,
and
there you go.
I guess some people started ordering that. That actually sounds pretty good. Pickles sound so yummy. This is really cute. The U.S. Open tweeted a Photoshop picture of a cute dog serving as a tennis ball retriever for the next tournament, saying this is going to be their new thing to try to, you know, have little cute puppies involved to go fetch the ball.
Now, see, that's going to just disappoint so many people. Because that isn't real.
I would be disappointed, but it's a good idea. You don't want little dog turds all over the tennis court when you're trying to, you know, play a match. And finally, KFC announced chicken flavored ice cream infused with bits of candied chicken skin in a cornbread cone. Sounds like Alex's dream.
Sick.
All right, that's news. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.